You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio. See Cymru Differently is a new project that is developing accessible experiences at Wales landscapes and landmarks and engaging with rural communities to increase awareness of sight loss. Here to tell us more about it is See Cymru Differently lead Gareth Davis. Gareth, thank you so much for joining us.
That's a pleasure, David. Great to talk to you.
Can you tell us about the project, please?
See Cymru Differently is a three-year lottery-funded programme. It has two main parts to it. One is around making the Welsh national parks and national landscapes, or what was formerly known as areas of outstanding natural beauty, more accessible for people like myself who live with sight loss. The second part of the project is around reducing levels of eye injuries and raising awareness of eye health within the farming and rural communities of Wales. And then one third element that we've added is the creation of something we call guide walkers, which are similar to guide runners, but we're working closely with a company called Mountain Training, an organisation called Mountain Training, who qualify mountain leaders across the UK to train them in sight loss awareness and how to guide blind and partially sighted people out in the hills, in the moorland and the mountains to ensure that the landscapes become truly accessible for everybody.
And it's so, so important that blind and partially sighted people get to experience these places, as you said, formerly known as places of outstanding natural beauty, that they get to experience them the same as everyone else.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when I was first registered blind, probably about 10, 11 years ago, that initial stage of the diagnosis, et cetera, was quite devastating. I found that, because I come from an area in Wales called Banau Brythiniog, which people, listeners will know as the Brecon Beacons. And I just found the ability to go sometimes with a friend or even with myself, if it was safe to do so, the landscapes and the hills just really beneficial in terms of helping me come to terms with that diagnosis. And just realizing that there is future ahead for me. So I guess what I'm trying to say there is that the landscapes and the coastlines of the UK are so beneficial, not just for our physical health, but our mental health. And so what we're really trying to do is just ensure that blind and partially sighted people have the same opportunities as anybody else to experience the landscapes for all their wonderful benefits. And you know what? It's just a nice thing to do as well sometimes. Go for a walk in the hills or along the coast. But obviously, we're just trying to do that in a way that's very, very safe for people with sight loss.
Now, another aspect of See Cymru Differently, as you've already mentioned, is the eye health aspect of it. The statistic coming out that almost 50% of farmers don't wear eye protection. So how are you going to be raising awareness for sight loss conditions with regards to farmers?
So we've worked closely with an organisation called the Farm Safety Foundation. They're also known as Yellow Wellies. And they conducted research this year that found that 39% of farmers had had an eye injury. Because quite often the jobs on a farm involve like grinding metal or welding or cutting wood. You know, there's lots of chemicals that are used as well. So there's a really high risk of eye injury. What we're doing, we are hoping to work with the young farmers clubs across Wales to create what we call a teulu, or in Welsh that means family, of sight loss ambassadors, of young people who can spread the message around wearing goggles on the farm or wearing sunglasses when it's sunny, because farmers are exposed to quite high levels of UV when they're outdoors throughout, you know, in all seasons. So we're trying to sort of create a generation of young people that have the knowledge around eye safety and eye health and can signpost people within their family or their village or their community to the appropriate services as and when they need them. One other thing that we're going to be piloting, this will start in February, is to have an optometrist attending farmers markets. Now, they're livestock markets where you buy and sell sheep and cattle, for example, because we know that there's lots of other sort of evidence around about farmers, because they're so busy, basically. They work so hard and are getting pulled from pillar to post for all sorts of different reasons that they find it hard to make time to go to appointments like GPs. And we think having eye tests as well is just not a priority for them, but also it's really important. So, yeah, we're going to be having optometrists attend farmers' livestock markets in North Wales in February and then throughout the year. And at the same time, we'll be in those markets as well, talking to farmers, giving out information around eye safety and eye health. So we're going to go straight to them. And really just sort of pass on the information, because they do such a wonderful job, you know, that they put food on everyone's tables. And so we just want to make sure that they're aware of the need to look after their eyesight.
Absolutely. We bang that drum constantly, get your eyes checked every 2 years. So you've mentioned those events already coming up in February. What else are you doing events-wise around See Cymru Differently?
So we have another pilot course for the guide walkers. That's going to be taking place in just outside Brecon at the, well, it's in the Brecon Beacons National Parks Visitor Centre. And that will be taking place, as I say, in February, where we'll have mountain leaders and blind and partially sighted people coming together to really sort of test and refine the training before we can roll it out nationally across Wales in the first instance, and then through mountain training across the rest of the UK probably later in 2026 and into 2027. We're also going to be working with an author to create a new children's book around eye safety on the farm. We've been lucky enough to receive a grant from NFU Mutual to write a new book in the Bob the Dog book series. And those books are around, again, just children and young people being safe on the farm. It's aimed at primary school age children. And we're going to be writing a book around children encouraging their parents or grandparents to wear goggles or to get their eyes tested or to wear their sunglasses. And again, we'll be putting on a lot of events in schools across Wales later in 2026.
And finally, for now, for you, Gareth, for more information on See Cymru Differently, where can people go?
So they can email us at scd@rnib.org.uk, or they can just Google See Cymru Differently and you'll go straight to our webpage that's hosted on the RNIB website.
Well, Gareth Davis, a lead for See Cymru Differently, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.